producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to talk about Obama's hinting at gun control, actually at confiscation, way beyond gun control. Now they're hinting at confiscation. We also have this article that came out at New American. It is a creepy new U.S. Army patch, a pro-Islamic symbol. If you look at this picture, it's absolutely amazing. On the one side, they have crossed scimitars in a circle that is actually the emblem of the Muslim Brotherhood. And on the right, we have a crossed scimitars of the U.S. Army in a new patch that they just put out. And, of course, when we look at what's going on in Syria, and we're going to look at that also this hour, what's going on in Syria, you have to ask yourself, what are we doing there? When we look at the response of Russia and the back and forth between Russia and the United States, this article from Infowars.com, quote, they're hopping mad in the U.S. and in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, that is a comment from a Syrian ambassador. We have to look at what's going on there. We have to look at our ally in the area, Saudi Arabia. And, of course, Prime Minister Cameron has come in from the U.K. and said, this is an evil man that we're coming after. This is a horrible man, Assad, that we have to get out. Now, he may very well be, but I can tell you that I'm not seeing him beheading people in the streets like our ally, Saudi Arabia. I'm not seeing Syria invading other countries like Saudi Arabia, our ally, has in Yemen. And so you have to ask yourself, when you see this creepy new army patch, where we've got U.S. soldiers now with an emblem that looks exactly like the Muslim Brotherhood with crossed scimitars, and supposedly that's for the people that are going to be fighting ISIS, I really have to question what's going on. And at the same time that Obama is talking about gun confiscation, we have him attacking a hospital. This is what our military has done in the last day or so in Afghanistan. There was a massive attack on a hospital there, killing 19 people. So you have to ask yourself, when we have an Oregon shooter who kills 9 people that he singled out as Christians, we have a president shooter who just killed 19 people, singled out in a hospital because some of the people in the hospital were Taliban patients. That doesn't justify it, except in the eyes of the U.S. military. And that is very, very concerning. You have to understand, you don't attack hospitals. You don't shoot Red Cross vehicles. You don't shoot medics. Those are the rules, the laws of international war. There is a point at which we are supposed to pull this back, but not the U.S. military. This was not a single strike. And we're going to talk about what happened. About it went on for over a half hour. And we have an article up on Infowars.com. Patients were burning in their beds. Witnesses recall the horrific Kunduz hospital airstrike. How can a president get on a moral high horse and talk about a shooting in a college where they singled out Christians and say we need to take guns from innocent people when they do this sort of thing? Absolutely amazing, the hypocrisy. Maybe we should have some background checks for president instead of gun owners. Maybe there ought to be a waiting period for wars. Maybe there ought to be a process by which we declare war instead of just having the president go out and do it as a dictator. Yeah, we have a constitution. We have a constitutional law that he violates on a regular basis. We also have international laws against war crimes, which they also violate. Now, I want to talk briefly about what's going on in the polls, of course, and we're going to cover some of what's happening with some of the politicians as well as their responses to this shooting, because that's part of the background check for president. And this is one of the very few issues on which there is a substantive difference between the two major political parties. On most of them, they're exactly the same. On the war in Syria, on ISIS, the policy is exactly the same. But on this, there's a difference, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, October 4th, 2015. We've been talking about the responses to the shooting in Oregon. We're also going to talk about the shooting in Afghanistan, the shooting of a hospital by our president, who gets on his moral high horse and says that we need to confiscate guns. That's what he's hinting at. We have an article at Infowars.com talking about that. I want to break down a little bit more of what's going on in Oregon. Of course, we have the article at Infowars.com. So the Oregon shooter's guns were legal. Now what? Change the gun law? Well, you know, you have to. If you're going to change the gun laws, you need to change the Second Amendment. We've had a lot of gun laws that have been put on that are in violation of the Second Amendment already, because the Second Amendment says you shall not infringe the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms. Infringe means that you're going to erase it by chipping away with it at the edges, okay? Like moving your fence onto your neighbor's property. And if it gets left there for a long period of time, the law says, well, he's accepted that, and so now that property is yours. So then you move it a little bit farther. That's the process of infringement. That's the way they've been destroying the right to keep and bear arms. It's not a privilege. It's not something that is created by the Second Amendment. It is something that is a fundamental right we possess as humans. And that was set up as a prohibition to government. So if you're going to enact gun laws, you've got to get rid of the Second Amendment. But of course, we have a government that doesn't believe that they're bound by the Constitution that they take an oath to. The Constitution that they appeal to for their authority, they constantly violate, whether it's the Fourth Amendment or the Second Amendment or the First Amendment. As they are doing in many instances, we have a government that has created a massive war here on our own citizens, a war on drugs that they have absolutely no constitutional authority for. Go back and look at the constitutional amendment that was necessary to prohibit alcohol. Where is the corresponding amendment to prohibit any of these things that they prohibit, whether it's marijuana or cocaine or cancer drugs? Everything is prohibited unless it is expressly permitted by our government. That is not the Constitution. We had a government at one point in time that recognized the authority of the Constitution. They knew that they needed to have an amendment to the Constitution to give them the power to regulate and prohibit alcohol. And then they repealed that. And there is no constitutional amendment that gives them the power to prohibit drugs. So they just ignore it. So we could have the same thing happen with firearms, even though we have a Second Amendment that prohibits that, just like we have the government constantly violating our Fourth Amendment rights with the TSA and other intrusions by the NSA, looking at all the information of individuals without search warrants. But, of course, Obama mocks gun rights activists. This is another article at InfoWars.com. Says that they are crackpot conspiracy theories. He says they think that any gun safety measures are somehow an assault on freedom or communistic or a plot by me. Well, where would we get the idea that gun control was communistic? Would it be that Chairman Mao said that power comes out of the barrel of a gun? Would it be that authoritarian governments have always begun by confiscating guns? We did a video in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook shooting here at InfoWars. We talked about democide, the long history of death by government. We showed how gun control preceded massive purges of the civilizations by the governments themselves. The governments would turn against their citizens, first taking away their guns. And now we have Obama hinting at confiscation. He says, we know that other countries, in response to one mass shooting, have been able to craft laws that almost, he doesn't even say that they eliminated shootings, he says they almost eliminate mass shootings. Because you know what, folks? You do have mass shootings in places like Great Britain, Australia, and countries like ours, he goes on to say. Those countries, they did not eliminate mass shootings. You can still have them there, because if you're the only person with a gun, then everyone is helpless. But he is hinting broadly at that. Here's some facts, okay? This is from the Breitbart article that talks about that quote, and they mention how in 1994, the number of firearms was 192 million in private hands. In 2009, that increased to 310 million. What happened to murder by firearm? Well, it went from 6.6 per 100,000 in 1993 to 3.2 in 2011. So let me recap that for you, those numbers. We had a 60% increase in private firearms, and we had a 52% decrease in homicide by firearm. Do you understand? Increased firearms in private hands, decreased death by firearms. That is the reality of this. So maybe we should have, as I said in the last segment, maybe we should have some background checks for president. Maybe we should have waiting periods before they start wars. Maybe we should actually follow the law, follow the Constitution. Let's look at some background checks. Here's what some of the people said about the push for gun control. This is what Mike Huckabee said. He said, let's ask this question. What stopped the shooter in Oregon yesterday? What stopped him? He said, he was continuing to shoot, but what stopped him? It was a police officer with what? With a conversation? With a reading from a book? No. It was a cop with a gun that stopped him. And Huckabee went on to say, we've got a nation and a world in which people have just obliterated that sense of moral character, of responsibility, and of accountability for their actions. Nothing exemplifies that better than the father of this shooter saying that guns kill, don't buy guns, and we need to take away everybody's guns. Because he won't accept any personal responsibility for the actions of his son. And if we're going to put any new laws, maybe we should add some kind of financial liability for the parents of people who do this type of thing, because he's not about to accept any personal responsibility. Here's what Hillary Clinton says. We've got an article on InfoWars.com. Hillary Clinton calls for mass movement to eradicate the Second Amendment. She says she will never relent. And what is she not going to relent on? She's not going to relent in her war on the Bill of Rights, because that's fundamentally what we're talking about. But, of course, the way that she and others want to couch this is they want to have a war on the NRA. Donald Trump went to Tennessee, and he pushed his Second Amendment protection program. He had 3,000 people waiting to hear him. It was a sellout, standing room only crowd. He had 1,000 people standing outside in the rain to hear him. And he unabashedly waved a copy of the Second Amendment position paper that he has on his website. He's got two position papers that are very detailed. We've talked about these in the past. One is on immigration. The Second Amendment was the second one that he put up. It was on September the 18th. And I thought there was some stuff in it that was very good. Some of it I wasn't too happy with the way that he set it up. I thought might be some issues. But again, you know what? Overall, I thought it was a great position paper. The question, again, with any of these candidates is, do they really believe this? Are they really going to do what they say? But this is what he's saying, and it is always helpful to have people saying the right thing. And what Donald Trump said, now, this is in the light of what happened in Oregon. Now, every time something happens like this, they don't blame mental illness, that our mental health care is out of whack and all the other problems. He said, no, by the way, it was a gun-free zone. Well, it's not just mental illness, and that's one of the things that's tricky about his program. He did mention that. A lot of Republicans understand that. But we have to understand that if people are going to have their firearms taken away because of mental illness, we need to go through a full due process situation. We don't need to have that done on the orders of one psychiatrist. It needs to be treated as if you were taking away somebody's property or if you're putting them in jail. They need to have full process. They need to have a jury trial. They need to have a lawyer present in that. If they have due process, I don't have a problem with that. I think that is a very dangerous thing to take people's firearms away, though, on the orders of a single doctor. We've seen how that's been pushed in the VA administration, saying that people were incompetent merely because they had their checks automatically deposited. They used that. That's how bad it can get. So we have to be careful about that. Now we have, and this is one more reaction. I want to talk about this when we come back. Joe Biden says that you don't have a right in the Second Amendment to use a bazooka or a fighter jet. That's not what this is about. But we're going to talk about somebody who is a terrorist who terrorized the hospital using jet fighters when we come back. That would be President Obama.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Sunday, October 4th, 2015. In the last segment, I was talking about some of the comments of various politicians. Of course, Hillary Clinton says she's never going to relent in her attack on guns. That's on the Second Amendment, folks, is what she's going to never relent on, is her attack on our rights. Obama is hinting at all-out confiscation as being the only solution because, of course, there weren't any laws violated in the possession of this shooter's guns. So we just have to get rid of them altogether. That's Obama's position. I read you a couple of comments from Republican candidates Huckabee, who talked about personal responsibility, who talked about the fact that he was stopped not with ideas, not with a reading, not with a book, but he was stopped with a cop with a gun stopping him. But, of course, actually he committed suicide, but that would have stopped him much, much earlier. This went on for at least 10 minutes before the shooter, we're told, committed suicide. And then we have the craziest response, and that was from Joe Biden, who takes the assault weapon scare tactics to all new levels. I'll tell you what he had to say about that and how this is reflected in what our own president is pushing in Afghanistan. In just one moment, before we do, I want to let you know that this hour, the Alex Jones Show, is brought to you by products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, products like Brain Force. This is something that I use all the time. I found more than any of the other products, I have found that I can feel the effects of this. This is something that's different from energy drinks. It's different from supplements. It uses natural brain activation ingredients, things like yerba mate extract, alpha GPC. It already has hundreds of five-star reviews that you can read on InfoWarsLife.com. These are certified reviews by a third-party review system. Let me read you a couple of those about Brain Force. This one is from Whaler Matt in Cincinnati, Ohio. He said, this stuff is amazing. In terms of computer ease, it's like upgrading from a dual core to a quad core. More pipelines in the brain are open to multitask. I find myself not wondering in conversations when talking to others. No harsh letdown like caffeine or energy drinks. Yeah, another one from Jonathan in Fort Worth. He said, this product is one of the main reasons I outperform all of my coworkers. I work in a call center, and I always finish the day with a better report than anyone else, and I have Brain Force to thank for that. So take a look at it. See people who say that they found it useful or didn't find it useful. Most people did. Like I said, it's got hundreds of five-star reviews there. And you can get that right now. It's in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Something that I really do like. It's one of the products that I use the most. Now, going back to what Joe Biden said, liberals have always used the phrase assault weapons, never really defining what an assault weapon is, but I guess maybe now we have a definition from Joe Biden. He says the Second Amendment doesn't say you can own a bazooka. It doesn't say you could own an F-15 with Hellfire missiles. There you go. He's taken it to all new levels. Let me explain something to Joe Biden. Because I remember when the Clarence Thomas hearings were going on that he had the biggest problem with Clarence Thomas's writings about natural law. Joe Biden doesn't think that you have any natural rights. Joe Biden thinks that you have government-granted privileges. You see how he phrased this? First of all, it's ridiculous, okay? There wasn't a bazooka or a jet plane used in this shooting that he's trying to piggyback his political agenda on. But he takes it from the standpoint, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can. No, the Second Amendment is not about giving us privileges. It's not about telling us what we can do. It's about telling the government what it cannot do. And that is infringe on our fundamental rights to protect ourselves from criminals, whether they're individual criminals or whether they're criminals in the government. And let me tell you something. Military weapons are protected by the Second Amendment. Muskets were state-of-the-art weapons. It wasn't something that a different class of arms that the citizens were allowed to have. No, they relied on a citizen militia, not a permanent standing army. That was one of the designs of our country, that we were going to be protected from foreign invasion, from insurrection internally, from tyranny internally, by an armed citizen militia that would have everything that they needed to protect themselves. Those who were disarmed at Concord and Lexington by the British had not only muskets, they also had cannons, and that's what began the Revolutionary War. So don't talk to me about what we're allowed to have. Let's talk about whether or not we have a president who is capable of controlling guns, whether we have a president who's capable of controlling the military. We have U.S. officials investigating an airstrike in Afghanistan, they say, this is on Fox News, that killed at least 19 doctors at a Doctors Without Borders hospital. Taliban fighters were among those that were in the hospital. So this is a possible motive of the Defense Department. We know that when WikiLeaks showed via the file that Manning got and then published through WikiLeaks, we saw the military killing at a distance people on the ground. We saw them shooting a guy carrying a camera. We saw them strafing an ambulance when it came up. What did our government do? Did it punish the soldiers that did that? Did it punish the soldiers that laughed about that? Did it punish their commanders for not doing anything about it? No. They put Manning in jail. They tried to put Julian Assange in jail. And so now we have defense officials saying, we, quote, regret the loss of innocent life. They say the incident could have been avoided, however, if the Taliban had not used the hospital as a base and the civilians there as human shields. That's not what happened. It is reported by the New York Times that this was pointed out to all combatants there, both sides, that this was a hospital. It is a war crime to shoot ambulances. It is a war crime to shoot up the Red Cross, to shoot up a medic. This is what they have. At least 19 people, three of them reportedly children, this is from a senior UN official, equated this to a war crime. The New York Times reports they were assaulted from the air for 30 to 45 minutes, resulting in a large fire that burned some patients to death in their beds. Among those killed were 12 of the charity group's staff members, said the Doctors Without Borders. They say the event is utterly tragic, inexcusable, and possibly even criminal. That is from the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. He added, if established as deliberate in a court of law, an airstrike on a hospital may amount to a war crime. This is from our government, who is pontificating now about this shooting, saying they need to take away our weapons. Perhaps we need to take away some of the power from our president and from the military who did this. They say the bombing continued for more than 30 minutes after American and Afghan military officials in Kabul and Washington were informed. They say 12 Doctors Without Borders staff members were killed, along with seven patients, again, three of them children. And we have the article up on Infowars.com. Patients were burning in their beds. Witnesses recall the horrific Kunduz hospital airstrikes. Here's what one of the Communications said. They added that precise locations of its facilities had been communicated to all parties in the military conflict on multiple occasions, with the latest communication being on September 29th. The bombs, they said, were very precise. The planes continued to circle around. They continued the attack for 30 minutes. This was not one mistake. They were very precise, and a continued attack for 30 minutes. This is a war crime. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about what's going on in Syria.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want to
stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Sunday, October 4th, 2015. We have an article up on InfoWars.com. Quote, they're hopping mad in the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. That is a Syrian legislator. And he's talking about Russian strikes in Syria. The U.S. media, the Western governments, are pushing back against this. And many people are asking, well, why didn't they do this years ago when we had the pictures of the convoy of jeeps and light weapons stringing for miles? One A-10 Warthog could have taken those guys out. They didn't do anything. But we have Obama saying that the Russian airstrikes are strengthening ISIS. Is that true? If it really makes them stronger, then why would Obama bomb a hospital in Afghanistan because it's got a couple of Taliban fighters in it? Unapologetically saying, well, they shouldn't have had Taliban fighters there. And again, they knew it was a hospital. They continued the attack for over 30 minutes. We had 19 people killed, three of them children. People were burning to death in their beds that could not get out of there. But, of course, we're allied with Saudi Arabia. They're trying to make a case for Assad being the most evil man on the planet. That's always the case whenever we go after when we go to war. You always have to make the bad guy a strongman Noriega. Or you have Saddam Hussein who is taking babies off of ventilators. All these things, lies, of course. People who were previous partners of our CIA, then they become the villains when the time is right to get rid of these people. But what's going on right now in Syria? This article that we have on InfoWars.com is from Zero Hedge. It says 2 days, and this was 2 days ago, we're now 2 days into Russia's air campaign. Both Moscow and the West are rushing to spin the narrative. Very true. He says the U.S. is portraying Russian airstrikes as supportive of a murderous regime, and an imminent threat to civilians is key. Now, this is the same government says this is a threat to civilians. The Russians are possibly going to kill civilians. This is the same administration that just bombed a hospital for 30 minutes in Afghanistan. That's how concerned they are about civilian casualties. They go on and say in the article, the notion that the U.S. has now finally managed to identify the quote-unquote good guys in Syria after failing to get it right for 4 years, and that now evil Russia is deliberately targeting those good guys simply because they're the good guys is laughable to the point one wonders if CNN and others pushed back on being compelled to spin it that way. It's such a ridiculous narrative. And this, of course, is what the lawmaker says. He says they're hopping mad in Saudi Arabia, the U.S., and Qatar because of their defeat and because of the victory of Russia in Syria and the unraveling of the fact that the U.S. and its allies are not serious about fighting ISIS. That's the takeaway, folks. We're not serious about fighting them. We created them. We could have taken them out at any point. And that's the point that Putin is making when he talks about this. But here's what Obama had to say when he went to the UN. Let's play that clip.
ISIL has now lost nearly a third of the populated areas in Iraq that it had controlled. 18 countries are now helping to train and support Iraqi forces, including Sunni volunteers, who want to push ISIL out of their communities. ISIL has been pushed back from large sections of northeastern Syria, including the key city of Tal Abyad, putting new pressure on its stronghold of Raqqa. And ISIL has been cut off from almost the entire region bordering Turkey. Together, we're pursuing a comprehensive strategy that is informed by our success over many years in crippling the al-Qaeda core in the tribal regions of Afghanistan and Pakistan. And we are harnessing all of our tools, military, intelligence, economic, development.
Yeah, really?
And the
okay, they're not doing anything, folks. We know that this has been going on for quite some time. They tried propaganda methods to start a war by saying that there was a sarin gas attack on people by the Syrian government. That was totally debunked. We showed that as a false flag. And the Russians are pointing out that there is no moderate opposition in Syria. This is an article on InfoWars.com. They say, I don't think, this is Vladimir Putin's spokesperson. He says, I don't think anyone has yet explained what moderate opposition is. Putin demonstrated quite active interest in the issue and asked in which way the moderate opposition was different from the immoderate opposition. Yeah, remember it was McCain who met with the moderate leaders and now they've outed themselves as ISIS leaders. Remember that story from about a week and a half ago? And of course, where did these guys come from? These particular, a lot of these particular leaders that were that McCain and others met with, they were Chechen jihadis, Islamicists that were being used against Russia. That's why Russia is upset about this. Of course, they're allied with Syria. There's some other geopolitical issues going on. They've been Syria's ally for a very long time, but they also understand that Islamic terrorists have been used as proxies for the U.S. government and the CIA. We are creating this cancer that is building and metastasizing all over the world, and Russia is attacking it. The very fact that the U.S. has been caught repeatedly arming and training and bringing these Chechen rebels in to infiltrate Syria and then not attacking them, that is all very telling that they are our cancer that we're trying to unleash on the world. Why? So that the U.S. can have an excuse to build up the military-industrial complex. They want a new Cold War. They want a new arms race. They want an arms race for terrorism. They want the police surveillance state to ramp up. So they want there to be a permanent war against terrorists. So they have to create a terrorist threat. And now they bring Russia into it because they want to get the big guns out there. So the military-industrial complex, I imagine, is upset because they're, you can't really justify strategic fighter bombers. You know, the really big ticket items there. You know, as the guy, as George C. Scott said in Dr. Strangelove, you know, you see these guys come running really, really low. It's amazing to see it. Well, it's also amazing to pay for this. And that's what the military-industrial complex wants. They want an excuse to have a new Cold War, and they're starting a new Cold War. But let's look at what's happening in Syria when ISIS, our surrogates, come in. They have 11 rules for Christians, and these rules sound very much like our ally, Saudi Arabia. Is ISIS jihadists have issued 11 commandments for those who are staying in there. You have to sign a contract. You have to pay a tax that's imposed on non-Muslims, or you can leave, they say. But, of course, they have their IDs, so they can't quite leave at the moment. But here's some of these rules. They say the stipulations prohibit the establishment of churches. They expose Muslims to Christian religious symbols. So they don't want the establishment of churches. They don't want any exposure of Muslims to Christian religious symbols. And they want to ban possessions of weapons and trading pork or wine. Now, two of those things sound very much like the Obama administration, don't they? Ban all Christian religious symbols, okay, and ban possession of weapons. The only thing that we're not getting from our people, of course, is the Obama and Washington haven't tried to ban trading pork or wine. But it looks very much like the Democrat platform, these 11 rules from ISIS. But we have to understand that Saudi Arabia has beheaded more people than ISIS has. And they have attacked and invaded their neighbor, Yemen. Massive civilian casualties in Yemen. Have you heard the American press complaining about what's going on in Yemen? No. Have you heard very much about the bombing of the hospital in Afghanistan? Not really, but you haven't heard anything about what's going on in Yemen because that's our allies, Saudi Arabia. Syria is not attacking its neighbors. It's Saudi Arabia. Who is the real threat? And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, we've got this creepy new army patch. This is from New American. They show the Muslim Brotherhood patch and the U.S. Army patch. And they both have crossed scimitars on them. They look very much alike. So these rules, as I pointed out from ISIS, they look very much like Democrat Party platform. Now, the Russians say that the U.S. is not bombing ISIS. This is another article from Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo pointed this out. He said, quote, McCain accused us of striking out at U.S.-trained insurgents. However, since they've either run away or joined al-Qaeda, hitting them is mission impossible, wrote one of the Russian officials on his Twitter account. He said the U.S. coalition spent a whole year pretending they were striking ISIS. But where are the results of those strikes? Where indeed? That is the fraud. We know they could have done it. We know they could have done it very early, and they haven't. Stay with us. When we come back, I want to share some of the things that I found in Philadelphia talking to survivors.
I want more candy. I want more candy. more video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. In this last segment, I want to talk about some of the things that I saw and experienced in the three cities that, in my perspective, were under martial law, or at least a rehearsal for martial law. Let's understand that every time they have an event, whether it is a Super Bowl or whether it's a papal visit, it's always an excuse for the government to ramp up its security state. And that's what we saw in massive amounts. Philadelphia was just beyond description. I had to take a little bit of time off. I was really, really upset. I felt like I had been in prison. It was absolutely amazing. And, of course, the level of security is really not an issue of the Pope. It's not an issue that I have with the Pope. I do have, issues with the Pope based on what he was doing here. He wasn't here for a moral message. No, he was here selling an agenda. And I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about some of the people that I met, some of the people that I interviewed there, survivors of sexual abuse by priests as children. And I have some very, very gut-wrenching clips that I want to play for you in this segment. Before I do, I just want to let you know about the products that we sell here at InfoWars.com. We have, these are the products that support our operation, the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. One of those that we now have in stock is Knockout, the all-natural sleep support formulated by InfoWarsLife.com. I've taken melatonin in the past. I've used it for jet lag. I've had benefits from that, but this has a lot more than just melatonin. It has valerian root extract. It has melatonin. It has chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan. That's the thing that makes you sleepy in Turkey. So these are natural ingredients that are there, things that will assist you to get to sleep. Feel the punch of Knockout today at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, that's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, while we were there in covering this story of the papal visit, I came across this mask of the Pope in New York. And I'll hold this here so we don't get any glare on it. I actually took a picture. I was in a white shirt, and I held it up to my face, and I had some real alert trolls that said, "That's fake. That's Photoshopped." Yeah, you know, but the question is, I thought that was pretty obvious that it was fake. It was a joke. But the question is, can they see through the real facade? Do they really understand why the Pope was here? And this goes beyond the problems that I had with martial law in Philadelphia and elsewhere. It goes to the agenda that's being sold. And understand that the Pope is being used as a moral facade. And, you know, behind this mask of the Pope, there are other masks that are there. He's in front. He's putting a moral face on the issue of climate change and sustainability, quote unquote. And that in and of itself is another mask that is in front of global governance. You understand? There's multiple layers to this. It's like an onion. They weren't able to sell climate change as a facade for global government. They haven't been able to do that on a scientific and political basis. People see through the fraud. Even people who believe that there's man-made global warming see through the fraud of cap and trade, of carbon taxes, the indulgences that we're supposed to pay that are going to save the planet. Even if you believe that we have man-made global warming that is caused by CO2. And again, we've talked about that before. I'm not even going to cover that now. Even if you see that, you understand that what's being proposed is cap and trade, really is cap and tax. You have to understand that's not going to solve the problem. And you have to understand the Pope came here to put a moral face on that. And I have to say, if he's going to try to put a moral face on it when he has rejected the traditional concerns of the Catholic Church in terms of traditional marriage, in terms of abortion, his silence on that, his tolerance of all of those things, and his tolerance of abuse within the church. When he became Pope 2.5 years ago, he said that he told the largest Italian newspaper in terms of circulation, La Repubblica, he said that in his estimate, there were 2% of the priests were child abusers. That would be about 8,000 priests. Has he done anything to get rid of these priests? No, not a single one. And you have to understand that when someone is a pedophile, they don't just do it once and stop. It continues on. I want you to hear the story of one of the ladies that we talked to that is actively involved now in an organization called SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. This is her story about sexual abuse. And I want you to see this and understand how the corruption has been institutionalized. Here's what she had to say.
Just SNAP because I was abused as a child from the ages of 9 to 11 by a priest in Alexandria, Virginia, who was a newly ordained priest. And he came to our house and he kind of adopted our family. You know, he ate dinner with us. He went on vacation with us. He became like a member of the family. And I loved him. And I adored him. And he used that to start abusing me. And I didn't tell anyone until the age of 48 because he told me I'd go to hell, and also because I was raised Catholic. And the nuns had told me that he was sent by God. And so I thought he was sent by God to punish me and that I was a bad person. And so I decided to go to the church. And I thought, they're gonna help me. They're going to be compassionate. They're going to make me feel better. And so I went to the church, and the first priest I spoke to, I cried for over an hour telling him my story. And I told him that I felt like I was going to hell, and that I didn't think God loved me anymore, and that this was my fault, and I was a bad person. And at the end of that meeting, I didn't get any reassurances from him. And I felt so abandoned that I pulled away from the church, and I also pulled away from God. And at that point, I didn't know what to do.
Grooming is what a predator often does, not only with a child, but
with the
family.
Let's cut that short. Now, they were both sitting there with pictures of themselves at the time that they were abused. And I want to cut that definition. That's very important that you understand what grooming is. But I want you to hear what they had to say about changing the statute of limitations, because that's one of the things that they were most concerned about, is there's a very short statute of limitations. Most people who are abused as children don't come out about that until they're in their mid to late 40s. And there was a hearing in Virginia, and the only person to show up and speak against changing the statute of limitations was the Catholic Archbishop. Here's what they had to say about that.
Bishop Finn, who was convicted of endangering children and in Kansas City, and he couldn't even teach CCD in his own diocese, but yet for 2 years he remained the bishop. And when he did resign, it was quietly. No one said he resigned because he endangered children. He got to keep his title, his honors, so that doesn't act as a deterrent to any other bishop. You know, you abuse, it's okay. You can go ahead and keep your honors and so forth. And you know, what kind of answer is that for protecting children?
The Archbishop, during the last grand jury investigation, and there have been two here in Philadelphia, Justin Regali, when the grand jury report was handed down, I believe there were 37 predators still in ministry. And through the grand jury and the trials of Monsignor Lynn, who was convicted of knowingly moving child predators and endangering children, and he is in prison for that part he played. But Cardinal Regali quietly resigned. He's living a life completely. He hasn't lost his title, hasn't lost his paycheck. And this weekend, we've noticed him in the front pew here at all the festivities. He's being honored, and yet he left in disgrace. So to us, the message is, if you protect the predators, if you keep the church's secret, if you keep the lid on the scandal, you'll be rewarded, not you'll be held accountable. So how do you take the Pope's words of children are important, the families are everything, and then square that with, well, if you protect the predators who are raping the kids, it's okay. I think the number is less than 2% of pedophiles are convicted. And it's because of the statute of limitations. And the government's research says anyone who's sexually abused as a child doesn't come forward till they're in their mid to late 40s. So in most states, then they are beyond the statute of limitations and the predator is free to go on and abuse again. The Department of Justice needs to put incentives out there for states to change the statute of limitation, or better yet, abolish it, so that, you know, you can't hide behind the statute of limitations. And the church has certainly hid behind the statute of limitations when reforms have come up. And right now there's a bill before the New York legislature, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C., all the places the Pope has been, and the only opposition they're facing is the Catholic Church. So the Pope could say, bishops, you may not oppose these law reforms that will make it easier for victims to come forward. And not only that, you should be fighting.
Let's cut it right there. You have to understand, the only opposition they had to speak against this was a Catholic archbishop, and what he said to them was, this will affect my priests. Understand the cynicism of a Pope who comes here to make a moral case for climate change. And yet, he goes to the very site where there's been the worst abuse in Philadelphia. And he has a world meeting of families. That's the cynicism. That's the facade you need to see through. That's it for today. Join us tomorrow for info.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.